You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
A dear friend of mine, that's the only way I'm going to refer to her. A dear friend of mine was in a relationship for about 18 months with a guy, and all of us in our little circle of friends kind of welcomed him into the group. You know how you do when you've got a good friend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you all, you know, they start dating somebody, you kind of end up
embracing
that person. You start dating them as well.
Kind of, yeah. Because, you know, every time you go to a party or something, they're there. If you go out to dinner, you meet for happy hour, they'll show up. You get to know them. Well, anyway, I guess after about 18 months, they were in the even discussing the possibility of walking down the aisle kind of thing.
Ooh,
so it was that. But something apparently happened, and I don't know what it was. And he had a talk with her a while back and said, I need a month to think things over. I need a month that I'm going to be out of touch, and I'm going to go think things over. So essentially what he said was the old friends on a break.
So they things were going okay. Things were escalating pretty serious. They were happy. And then all of a sudden, he said, wait,
I
need to pump your brakes, baby girl.
Listen, there can never be an all of a sudden in something like that. You don't wake up one day. It has to be
something serious
happened. Something
happened.
Something building or something like that. Anyway, he says, I'm going to take a break and I'll get back with you and blah, blah, blah. Well, I guess that was 2 months ago, and she's never heard from him since.
What
Whoa.
A curse word he is. Who needs to take a break? Like, really?
Just
for
to think it over? Like, the break should be maybe a long weekend to think things over.
Can you just think right now? Think about it right now.
Right.
Haven't you guys ever been in a situation where you thought you needed a break from something? In a relationship?
If you need to take a break, I think that then you're just too coward to say, I don't want to do this anymore. You know?
He's got something else on the side that he's, you know, taking a break with. He's test driving that model.
Anytime I hear of somebody saying, I need a break, whether it's the guy or the woman, I think the same thing, Jeremy. It means that somebody has turned their head.
Right.
I think take a break means I need to explore and see if maybe I couldn't be happier with some other person.
Yeah, see, and that's bull because
it's looking for the BBD, isn't it?
It definitely is. It definitely is.
My BBD is different than yours. So, but no, I think, and speaking for my lady friends, if there's a man that needs to take a break from the wonderful person that is you, then let him go. Sayonara.
Unless she's crazy.
Loser.
You need to think about being with the crazy for the rest of your life.
But can't you just man up? Can't you grow a pair? And, I mean, at least come back from your break and at least,
you should at least
do a little closure.
This guy just kind of faded out. She never heard from him again,
right? He pulled a Houdini.
Yeah. That's a douchey move.
I agree
with
that.
You need to finalize the divorce.
I agree with that, but I think the thing about needing a break, I always wonder if it means somebody is interested in someone else. But at the same time, I kind of understand that. I kind of understand needing to
just to walk away and decompress and think.
Sure.
Because it's easy, Emily, to say, hey, why don't you just think about it right now? But, you know, a lot of times when you're in the middle of something.
Two weekends worth. Yeah, see, I agree with what you said the first time, Jeremy. Fine.
One weekend.
Take a few days.
A holiday weekend.
Memorial Day. Take a nice 3-day weekend.
Just a weekend?
Yes.
Gosh, I would think too.
Your emotions aren't that complex, men. You don't need 30 days to figure it out. Really?
Okay, well, 30 days is a little long. Two weeks. Give us 2 weeks.
No. I'm not going to give you 2 weeks. I'm going to give you 3 days.
You know, and for the record, it's not just men who say, I need a break.
Right, but
okay,
I'm just looking at
for
you two.
The record.
You two are just men, so that's it. That's all I'm saying.
Me confused. Me need break.
Has a woman ever said she needed to take a break from you, Dom?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Was she dancing with somebody else outside the old hall there?
Probably.
Dance the night away.
Probably. Oh. This was quite a few years ago, so I don't remember all the details. I just was like, yeah, okay.
I really think like
and we
I
never
get
got
it.
Back together either.
See, I get needing
but that's because
to take
I didn't
break.
Want to. I was happy. She wanted to take the break, and when she asked for the break, I met somebody else.
Take a break is just
that's a break backfire right
well,
there.
Well, that's what it is.
That's a town away from Splitsville. You know, take a break is, you know, just probably a bit. It's like the Colorado Springs to Denver as far as take a break, break up.
What?
Taking a break, I think, is just a
Me
little
confused.
Pit stop on the way to breaking up. Really? How many people have taken a break and then got back together and been like, oh, you're right. This
that
is
break
right
totally
thing.
Worked for me.
Yeah.
The breaks never
the
work
break
out.
Never works.
I see what you're saying.
Oh, wait a minute. You know, you say, what's the lines ring right now? How many of our listeners have gone on a break like this and it was the best thing for your relationship ever?
That it worked?
Sure.
It's probably rare, man.
303-631-1MIX, 631-1649. If we can get even one call from somebody who says, hey, we took a break and it was the best thing that ever happened to us because we're stronger than ever. Hello, Lee.
Hi.
So tell me about your break. Did you break for a month or 2 months or what?
It was probably 4 to 6 months, I think. I don't remember exactly, but it was quite, it was a few months.
Wow. Mm.
So, and we had been dating for about 2 years at the time, and I didn't really see it going anywhere. And it wasn't that I didn't care for him or anything like that. I said, you know what, let's just finish out this month, have a good time, because his birthday was that month. And then we kind of had a scheduled breakup to take a break.
Scheduled break.
What did you do during that breakup for that 4 to 6 months?
You know, I had kind of gotten, I had been out of the dating world for a while, and then I started dating him for, you know, the few years, and I thought, you know, let me see if this is what I really want. And we kept in touch during that time. We saw each other a few times. And after, you know, the 6 months, it was like, you know what, I really do think that this is something. And so we've been married almost 5 years now. And
there you go. You got married.
So it's interesting. Yeah. So you were the one who initiated the break, not the guy.
I did.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you.
I'm wondering
you,
if that, too, think about this. Does a woman initiating a break, is it make the guy more likely to propose?
Or to try harder, at least?
I think you guys kind of want what you can't have. So if we say no, you can't get into this temple anymore.
Well, like,
you're
going
to start worshiping.
I wonder what he did for 4 to 6 months.
Wait, so did you start the break knowing, okay, let's touch base again in 5 months and let's reassess this relationship? Like, did you know?
I don't think we really spoke for quite a while after that. We did kind of touch back in, I think maybe 2 months later. There was a holiday party or something that happened around the holidays.
I just wonder if, you know, if taking a break like that lights a fire under one person or the other.
Well, it wasn't like he proposed right away. It was like 3 years later. So
you still stuck it out.
So really no fire whatsoever.
Right. More of a slow burn.
Lee, congratulations. Thanks for being on the show.
Thanks.
Well, good. I'm glad that worked out.
Good for them.
You know, you think about, you talked about, you used the word backfire a few moments ago, Jeremy. And you know, there might be some people who the other person won't, you know, commit to the next level, if
they're dragging their feet.
And so the one person will say, well, then we're going to go on a break. And it backfires because that other person
is like, all right.
Instead of, you know, prompting them to get down on one knee or for the woman to say yes, the other person just takes off.
See, I don't think that's a backfire. I think that's a
meant to be.
Yeah.
It's an easy way out.
The universe saying you got better things coming for you.
Here we go again with the universe.
The universe is my homeboy.
The universe doesn't care.
Hey, so here's the one thing I want to know, though.
The universe has got bigger fish.
The universe totally cares.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search @DomEmilyJeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/DomEmilyJeremy.